Thank the Lord this morning for His blessings to each one of us. Thankful to be able to come back together and worship to the Lord. Written on the board, the title, burden the Lord had put on my heart to share with us this morning, My Lord Hath Forgotten Me. If you will turn with me to the book of Isaiah. We'll begin reading in the 49th chapter. Isaiah chapter 49. Verse 14. But Zion said, now keep in mind when we talk about Zion in the Old Testament, it is referring to God's people. It's referring to the church. So Zion said, or the children of Israel, God's people said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands this morning, but has anyone ever felt that way? The Lord's forsaken me. And I know that they were very personal when they said, my Lord. They were acknowledging some connection there. My Lord. But they said, my Lord hath forgotten me. And they were expressing in this passage that a complaint of the deep feeling of desperation and helplessness in the calamities, in the situations that they were facing. Pictured here in this passage is Jerusalem and Judea. Most likely it was written referring to when the Jews were in Babylonian captivity. And the Jews were in Babylonian captivity here. They were God's people. And yet they were in Babylon. The temple had been destroyed. The place of worship had been destroyed. Their homeland had been, their people had been scattered abroad. They'd been moved from what was familiar to them. The walls of the city had been broken down. And so in Babylon, they're saying, our God has forsaken us, and my Lord hath forgotten me, because look where we are. Look at the trouble that we're facing. God must have forgotten me. I think this was a question or a sentiment that was posed here that has been expressed all through the generations by God's people at some time or another. Sometimes collectively, God's people, Zion, has said or asked the question, Lord, have you forsaken us? Have you forgotten where we're at? Have you forgotten us? Because based on circumstances, it sure seems like God has left us to our own devices. Where is God when we need Him? Why hasn't God answered our prayer? If God were here, why is this happening? And I don't think that's an uncommon question to ask. My Lord hath forgotten me. Y'all ever felt that way? Seems like, Lord, if you were really God, and this is where the devil comes in working too. Lord, if you were really in control and if you really loved me, then why does it seem like I am so forsaken? Lord, if you had remembered me, you would have given me help. It's like, Lord, I prayed for help and it just seemed like the help didn't come. And I will go a step further and say, probably, most of us at times have felt like God's grace wasn't there when we needed it. Lord, if you were here, I wanted to do what you wanted. I wanted to do what I knew was right, but it just seemed like I was lacking. And it seemed like, Lord, you kind of let me down. It seemed like you kind of failed me, Lord. My Lord hath forgotten me. I'd like to ask us a question, though. Has God forgotten us this morning? Has God forsaken us? There have been others that have felt that way. Over in the book of Judges, and we're going to come back to Isaiah here in a little bit. But in the book of Judges, Gideon, remember the story of Gideon? Do you know that Gideon felt very forsaken by the Lord? Over in the book of Judges, let's read in the 6th chapter. And just to give a little background, the Midianites had been causing a lot of distress to the children of Israel. And looking out over the enemy that we know that Gideon ended up going out to fight. Remember that God gave them a wonderful victory. That's the end of the, that's the end of the story. But it said that the Midianites were scattered over the valley. I believe it says like grasshoppers just covering the valley. In other words, the enemy that was coming against them was great. It was mighty. And they had been causing God's people a lot of suffering. So here's what happened in Gideon in Joshua, or Judges rather, Judges chapter 6, we'll read verse 12 and 13. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Now, do you notice how the angel came to Gideon and he said, "The Lord is with you." But then he gave him some encouragement. He said, "Thou mighty man of valor." You know, there have been times that the Lord may come along and say, "Thou mighty man of valor, the Lord is with you." And I'm kind of looking around saying, "Lord, it feels like you forgot me. I don't feel like a mighty man of valor. I don't feel like I can do anything, Lord. It feels like I've been forsaken." This is how Gideon felt, and he expressed it. Gideon said unto him, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Why are we having so many problems? Yeah, you came along, Lord, and gave me some encouragement. The Lord's with you. You're a mighty man of valor." And you say, "Oh, I'd like the angel of the Lord to tell me that." Gideon wasn't feeling it, folks. He said, "If the Lord had been here, then why is all of this happening? And where be all of his miracles which our fathers told of us, saying, did not the Lord bring us from Egypt?" In other words, I look in the past and we've heard of all these wonderful things that God did for our fathers. But Lord, if you were really here, then why is this happening? Where is the God of our fathers? Where is this God that we've heard all of these wonderful stories about? Lord, I think it almost seems like you've forgotten us. And he said, "But now the Lord hath forsaken us." This is right after the angel said, "The Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor." And Gideon said, "You know what? Where's the God of our fathers? We've heard all these stories, but it says the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." If you've ever felt that way, if you think misery loves company, you're not alone if you've ever felt like maybe God has forgotten you. I mean, Lord, I've been serving you. I gave my life to you and I'm wanting to please you, but it seems like you kind of left me high and dry. You know, I think that's where maybe Peter felt just a little bit. When Jesus called him out, Peter said, "Jesus, if it's you out there on the water, bid me come." Jesus said, "Come on, Peter." And Peter walked on the water, but then what happened? He started to sink. I will personally acknowledge I have been there. Lord, you told me to get out of the boat and I'm sinking. Lord, it kind of seems like you let me down a little bit. You told me to go here. You told me to do that. Look at the results, Lord, and then I have to start going back. Did I misunderstand the Lord? Because it seems like, Lord, it doesn't seem like you're working like I'd like to see you work. Well, with Peter, Jesus reached out his hand and lifting him up when he started to sink. Let's not forget that either. You know, the Lord has done that same thing for me. You said it was you. And according to your word, I did this, but it looks like the consequences didn't turn out real good, Lord. Seems like you kind of forsook me. Seems like you kind of left me standing high and dry here on my own or sinking down in the water. But do you know that the Lord was there? And that's exactly how Gideon felt. It's like, where's God? You told me you're with me, but seems like God's forgotten us. Seems like the Lord's forsaken us. You know the end of the story, don't you? God worked a wonderful miracle for Gideon. He winnowed down the army of Israel down to 300 people because he wanted them to know that God does not save by many, but he can save by few people, and all the glory and the credit goes to God. So when God says he is with you, folks, he is with you. It was not just because the children of Israel went through some suffering did not mean that God had forsaken them. And Gideon felt like he had. Do you remember Jesus on the cross, what he said? When Jesus was on the cross, you can read it in Matthew 27. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, speaking in apparently the language of the Aramaic. And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, if the Son of God felt forsaken, you think we'll ever feel that way? Now, this passage is highly misunderstood and actually mistaught more often than not. God did not forsake Jesus spiritually. Some say, well, Jesus bore the sin of the world and God couldn't bear to look on the sin, so he turned his back on him. I believe that is a gross misunderstanding of the doctrinal point that is here in this passage. In the Aramaic, it brings out more how it means, God, why have you abandoned me to these type of people? The ones that were crucifying. Why have you left me to go through this and to endure this? But what happened is, sometimes you see someone that you love going through suffering. And sometimes you just like to go solve all their problems. I could take care of it. But you know it's best for them to have to go through some issues, right? Sometimes you kind of have to turn your head because you know if you watch, you're going to help them. So you kind of have to turn your head a little bit. Do you know that? I believe that's what God was doing with Jesus. Jesus was being crucified, and God would, as a father, what would you want to do if you saw your son being crucified? You would rush right in and deliver him, wouldn't you? And so, knowing that he had to go through that suffering, I can see God turning his head away a little bit, and Jesus saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus knew the answer to that. But the cry was of the flesh. I'm enduring and going through hardship. And Lord, you're not delivering me. But Jesus had already prayed, Lord, let this cup pass from me. But if not, he submitted to the will of God. Folks, in times that we feel forsaken by God, God is not forsaking his people. God has not left his people, but just because we go through difficulties and trials and battles, and sometimes we feel like, Lord, I'm here because you called me. Now I look around and I don't see... Oh, that almost sounds like Job, doesn't it? Here, I lost all my material goods. I've lost my health. And even my wife is saying, curse God and die. You want to talk about wondering if God has forsaken you? But do you remember what Job said when he was in that place? He said, I look in front of me and I look beside me. And I looked on my left hand, my right hand, and I look behind me and I didn't see God. And he said, oh, if I could have just come to the throne of God and talked with him. If I could have just come and explained things, it would have been better. But I don't see God anywhere. Job in the 23rd chapter. I go forward and he's not there. And I go backward and I don't perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work. You know, the Lord's normally over here and he said, I can't behold him. He hideth himself. Do you know what it means when someone hides himself? You know, it's kind of like with children, you play peekaboo with them. They almost think you disappear when you put your hands over your face. They're acting like you're disappearing. Do you know that we're there all the time, aren't we, when we put our hands over our face? We haven't disappeared, but we're hiding our face. There are times spiritually, folks, that the face of God is going to be hidden. But he said he hideth himself on the right hand, and I can't see him, but, thank God for the but here. He said, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Folks, Jesus was in the same place. My God, why have you forsaken me? I've been left here and I'm going through this suffering. But folks, the Lord was there the whole time. God had not forsaken Job. And you know the end of the story with Job too, don't you? Paul Harvey used to say the rest of the story, with Job is God multiplied the blessings to him. in your life when you start feeling like, my Lord has forgotten me. It's like, Lord, I don't see you. You know, sometimes I think about the feeling of desperation that children have when they've gotten left somewhere. Most of us as children were left somewhere, or at least we thought we were. When you look around and you're somewhere out in public and your parents are gone and you're little and you're scared. And there's this feeling of desperation. I remember one of my siblings, we were somewhere and we started driving down the road, and in my mind I can still see them running down the road to catch up. Because they thought they were getting left. They thought they were getting left behind. You know, sometimes we feel that way with God. That desperation is, Lord, I can't make it without you, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but it sure does seem like my Lord has forgotten me. Well, the message is this. When you feel forgotten and you feel forsaken, God has not forsaken His people. God has not forsaken you individually. We can forsake God. We can say, Lord, I'm going to go my own way and I'm going to do my own thing. Dangerous place to be. But when our heart is to follow the Lord, folks, the promise is sure. Hebrews 13, verse 5. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. If we live on feelings, we're going to feel like God has forgotten us sometimes. If we live on feelings, we're going to feel forsaken. But folks, the promise of God is this. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm not going to leave you. So when you look around and you say, Lord, it seems like I'm in Babylonian captivity. Seems like the walls have been broken down. You know, when the walls are broken down, it seems like you're more vulnerable and exposed to the enemy. Spiritually, there are some times we can get in some pretty vulnerable places. And it would seem like, I can speak personally here, but it would seem like that, Lord, if we're pleasing You and we're doing what You told us to do, this shouldn't be happening. They shouldn't be acting like that. That we shouldn't be struggling with this. Lord, if You were here. But folks, God's people have always had to go through difficult times. God's people have always had people that caused them problems. Anytime you do something for God, you will face opposition from the enemy. And any time you try to please God, somewhere along the line, the more you do for God, the more opposition you're going to find, sometimes from people that you think ought to be your chief supporters. The devil has a way of trying to discourage God's people. And that was how the children of Israel felt when they said, the God hath forgot, He's forsaken us, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Well, I look at Gideon, God was there. I look at Jesus, there was a wonderful resurrection that took place 3 days later. God had not forgotten Jesus. He had not left Him. I look at Job and think, have we endured what Job did? His best friends came to comfort him. And they were the biggest discouragement. His friends? Did God forsake Job? No. His friends try to say, Job, you must have failed God because look at all these bad things that are happening. You must have failed the Lord. And Job struggled with that. The scripture says Job charged not God foolishly, but Job sure had a lot of questions. Job was struggling with this because it felt like God had forsaken him. It felt like God had forgotten him. But yet he still knew because of his faith. I know intellectually in my heart God's still there. Folks, we need to get hold of that this morning. I trust that all of you feel warmly enveloped in the love and presence of God this morning. But it is also a reality. There's going to be some hardships that are going to come in life when you're going to say, my Lord hath forgotten me. Hasn't He? Did He? The answer to that is no. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not judge the presence of God in your life based upon the difficulties or hardships that you face, because God is there. There's a time that David, and we're not going to turn and read it. It's a beautiful psalm. This is one of those psalms that it's ready there instant. You get in situations. We were in a situation recently that I had a message prepared, and there was supposed to be a message before the message. You better be prepared to share the Word of God. I'll tell you, Psalms 3 is a wonderful message to carry around with you. Someone says, give me some encouragement. I need a message from the Lord. Open up Psalm 3. David was running from Absalom. He was fleeing for his life, and he was feeling desperate. And the people said, there's no help for you from God. In other words, people were advocating this, God's forsaken you. God's forgotten you. But David said, then I remember the Lord. He's the lifter up of my head. And David lay down and went to sleep. Oh, I say this morning that when we start feeling forsaken and we feel like we're running for our life and we feel alone and others are saying, oh, there's no help from God there. Remember David. He also felt forgotten, forsaken. But when he really stopped and considered, he said, no, the Lord is the lifter up of my head. And he was able to lay down and go to sleep. And Absalom was still after him. He still had the same problems, still had the same situations, but he remembered that God was still with him. Folks, when we have that knowledge, I believe that we too can be mighty men and women of valor today. It's not because of our skill, it's not because of our righteousness, but Lord, my heart's desire is to please you. My heart's desire is to follow you, and we can know that the Lord is with us. Well, let's go back to Isaiah now and read the next two verses. We read how Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. Isaiah 49 verse 14. Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. But the prophet, through the inspiration of the Spirit, gave a response to that expression of feeling lonely and forgotten and forsaken. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. He was drawing a poignant analogy of a woman with a newborn child saying, if you have a newborn child, can you forget that child? That child that you're holding so close, that you've been looking forward to with expectation. Can a woman forget her newborn child? What do you all think? It's like, no, of course not. That's what the Lord was saying. You feel forsaken of God? You're not forsaken. God has not forgotten you. The love that God has for His people, folks, is stronger than that tie between a mother and her child. The love that God has for you this morning is stronger than that relationship that a mother has for her baby. God loves you more than that. So when you feel forsaken, it's like God seems kind of forgotten me. The answer was no. Can a mother forget her baby? Of course not. Well, they might forget. It could happen, but it won't happen with God. God's not going to forget you this morning. And then he went on to say this, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. And what he was referring to is a common practice amongst the Jews of the time to make marks on their hand or arms. They said that some of them would actually engrave a picture of the temple. Because remember this, they were in Babylonian captivity. But they didn't want to forget the place they used to worship the Lord, and so they would engrave it so it was there continually to look at. And God told them, he said, I haven't forgotten you. He said, some translations say, I have written your name on the palm of my hand. Another translation says, I have engraved your name on the palm of my hand. This was all in response to the children of God saying, Lord, my Lord hath forgotten me. And he said, no, can a mother forget their newborn baby? No. God is going to remember you more. And then God is saying, I've written your name on the palm of my hand. Do you know this morning that what he's saying is, your name is ever before the presence of God. It doesn't just say the congregation at Springfield. No. He's looking, God is saying, I'm looking and I see Brother Cook. And all the time, when Brother Cook, when you're going through a difficult time, your name is engraved on God's hands. It's ever before the Lord. He hasn't forgotten you. Oh, Chelsea. Yeah, Chelsea Slee. You are ever before me. You've been engraved on my palm, on my hands. God has not forgotten us, folks. You young people. Aubrey, God has your name written on the palm of his hand. And when we go through times and it seems like we're struggling, and it seems like, Lord, where are you? It feels like he's forsaken me. The answer to the children of Israel was, no, God hasn't forgotten you. Yes, the temple was destroyed. The walls of the city were broken down, but I have not forgotten. You're ever before me, and I'm ever remembering, and I know what you're going through, and I'm not going to leave you. Yes, yes, Isaiah 43, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, fear not. Don't be afraid, for I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by what? By thy name. How does God know your name? Well, it's ever before him. Michael Smith. What a wonderful thing. There's a few people in life I wish they'd forget me, frankly. Do you know that God, I don't want him to forget me. He's got my name ever before him. And he said, I've called you by name. And he said, when you pass through the water, he didn't say you wouldn't go through hard things, but he said, when you pass through the water, he said, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, you feel like I'm going through a hard time. My Lord hath forsaken me. No, the Lord's saying, yes, you're going to go through the fire, but he said, you're not going to be burned, neither shall the flame kindle against thee. Folks, be of good courage this morning, because we look not at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Folks, God has a higher purpose in mind for me and for you. So Lord, when I feel forsaken, and I kind of start questioning, where is God in this? God's promised not to leave you, and I can know that he has not forgotten us, and I can know that my name is ever before the presence of the Lord. So in closing, in Deuteronomy, Moses gave Joshua some encouragement. He said, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, neither be afraid. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Whatever battles you all face this morning, I said earlier, I would that all of you be wrapped in a blanket of the love and presence of God, and I hope you're overflowing with the presence and those good feelings of security and comfortableness and provision and grace this morning. But there's going to come a day, as you serve the Lord, that you're going to start wondering where God is. And I want you to know, in those times, God has not failed you. He will not forsake you. As Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all of Israel, and I see a picture of all the children of Israel, and Moses coming out of his tent, looking around saying, Joshua! He said it in the sight of all of Israel. In other words, he wasn't ashamed of what he was going to tell them. And this is what he said again. Be strong and of good courage. It's like, man, if everybody hears me, I'm going to be accountable. Because they're going to know that Moses just told me to be strong and God's going to be with me. Now everybody can say, oh, the leader told Renee that, you know, God's with her. So we're looking at her saying, okay, God's with her. You know, we don't need to be afraid of this in the sight of all people. Moses just did it in front of everybody. And he said, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land. There's some responsibility. And he said, the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So go forward. Go forward. Don't be dismayed. And when you feel like you're alone, remember it's feelings. So are we going to serve the Lord based on feelings this morning? If we do, we're going to lose out. But we walk by faith and not by sight. God has promised to be with His people, and He's proven it so many times to us. So why is it when we get in some of these hard places, we look around and, my Lord hath forgotten me? No, He hasn't forgotten you. Just as a new mother will not forget her newborn baby, and just as God has graven your name on the palm of His hands, let's be of good courage this morning, because God has not forsaken you, even if you're passing through the fire.